Good morning, FFA. This is your voice for the 88th National FFA Convention and Expo. We're coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky in the National Association of Farm Broadcasters broadcast booth. Well, it's the calm before the storm as over 60,000 FFA members, advisors, guests, and supporters are taking on Louisville, Kentucky. The delegates are here, the main stage is set, and we're ready to roll. Let's take a look at some of the main events for the day with Thomas Shaw.
Well, Bryce, you hit the nail right on the head. Today's the day, the first day of the 88th National FFA Convention. Taking a look at today's schedule, well, I like to call it the Black Friday of FFA. Promptly at 8 a.m., the FFA shopping bar opens, so be sure to get your FFA apparel. Moving into the day, promptly at 12:30, the National FFA Expo has their grand opening. Therefore, be sure to stop by and visit all of our vendors. Moving into the afternoon, it's finally time. The first session of the 88th National FFA Convention kicks off session 1A at 3:30 p.m. If you're concerned you're not going to be there, tune back in at 6:45 tonight for session opening 1B. If you're one of the lucky ones, be sure to tune in to this year's concert at the KFC Yum Center for Jake Owen and Maddie and Tay starting at 8:30 p.m. Well, that's the wrap of today's schedule. Bryce, back to you.
Well, of course, we know 60,000 people will be wearing that blue corduroy, but what else should we prepare for? For more on that, we'll go to our weather forecaster, Nathan DeYoung.
Well, we talked about the calm before the storm, but that's not so much the case with the weather forecast. If you were here for the day on Tuesday, you'd notice that the weather was quite soggy and the pattern's going to repeat itself for again for today. Today, we are expecting those chances of rain showers to remain in the area. However, we are tracking a chance of some thunderstorms before noon, but the winds out of the southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Overall for the day on for today, we'll reach a high of 65 with a low of 49. Now, we'd like to break it down a little bit, especially if you're headed out to those events. If you're headed out to the shopping mall opening at 8 a.m., you will expect a temperature of 59 degrees with quite breezy conditions. The grand opening of the expo hall at 12:30, 62 degrees. The band and choir presentation is at 2 p.m. with a high of 63 degrees. And if you're headed to the opening sessions and even the concert, temperatures will be dropping down into the mid to lower 60s. Back to you, Bryce.
Well, that's all of our favorite times of this broadcast. It's the roundtable. And today's question is your favorite National FFA convention memory.
So, Bryce, this will be my sixth convention that I've been to. And if I had to state my favorite convention memory, it would have to be my first one. And the reason was being is that my first session that I ever attended was the day session where Mike Rowe spoke. And he was the host of Dirty Jobs. And he talked about his experiences of that and getting dirty with some of the agriculture practices that he'd been involved with. And that really inspired me to continue to advocate for agriculture. And I think that would be my favorite convention memory.
That's cool. How about you, Thomas?
Wow, I think Nathan and I are pretty wired tight. Mine was also my sixth year of convention. Mine was also my first year at convention. A little different. I was able to sit on the floor and go backstage to receive an award for my chapter. And I distinctly remember that famous time when everyone gets up in the aisleways and makes a tunnel for those national officers. You bet your butt that this green hand was right there going right along.
I love it. I got to admit, my favorite memory has come in the last year, and that was when I received my national FFA degree. That happened last year. So obviously a lot of fun memories, and we're all excited to be here kind of in a different capacity this year as all radio broadcasters. So now it's the time where we ask you the FFA question of the day. And today's question is, what year was the FFA creed written? If you pay attention today at that first general session, you might get a little hint. So tune in tomorrow for that answer. On behalf of myself, Bryce Duskett, Thomas Shaw, and our weather forecaster, Nathan DeYoung, we appreciate you tuning in to today's episode.